TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
Rachel Gallagher for TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm here at the Thurrock Local Authors Fair, which is part of the Essex Book Festival, and I'm talking to a lovely author, Persia William. Persia, hello.
Hello.
I can see there's a is it a picture book in front of me?
Thank you. It's about autism.
Yeah, about autism. It's called A Different Kind of Me.
Yes.
And it's illustrated by Nabil Tahir, and it's written by yourself.
Yes, it is.
So, tell me a little bit about this story.
So, the story is about the day of an autistic child in the nursery class. So, it starts from his journey coming into the nursery, what he experiences while he's in nursery, some of the things that he likes to do. So he likes to eat Play-Doh, he's very sensory, he likes to explore sensory materials, and he's happy running around in the garden, having that freedom to express himself.
Right, okay. So it's all about the difference being accepted. We're all different in different ways, being accepted, and they obviously do different things. So, and what inspired you to write this story?
So, currently working as a SENCO in a children's centre, and one of the things I notice is there's an increase in the amount of children who has autism. Mm. And with that increase, there's lots of the children in the class don't really understand why their peers with autism are behaving the way that they are. And that causes conflict, lots of tears, lots of tantrums. So I decided to write the book to use it as a tool to teach the children who are not autistic about their peers.
Yeah.
And as a result, this has really helped to eliminate some of the tears, the tantrums from the children who are not autistic, because now they understand why their peers behave the way that they do.
Yeah.
I find that they are a bit more sympathetic, they are a bit more helpful, and the whole classroom environment is a lot smoother most days as a result.
That interesting point I wanted to raise with you then about the rise of autism. Do you think it's due to the fact that it's recognised and being diagnosed, or are there just more cases of children and adults with autism?
I think one of the reasons is there's a lot more awareness of some of the characteristics of children who are on the autistic spectrum.
Yeah.
This is one of the questions we often find that parents ask us: why do you think that there's such an increase? And unfortunately, it's a difficult question to answer.
Yeah.
But one of the key things I've noticed is where we as practitioners, and I think the community, is getting more of that awareness of the different characteristics that the children with autism display.
Yeah.
And the steps that we can take to support them.
Yeah.
But I think there's still room for growth, because a lot of the times in the community, some parents might say to us that they feel that people are looking down at them, because they might be out in public and the child might be having a temper tantrum, and they're not aware that the child might be sensory seeking, or maybe the noise around the child is too much, and then they're looked upon like, you can't discipline your child. That's a stigma and a struggle for parents.
Is this the first story you've written?
Yes, it is. It's
okay.
My first book.
Are you thinking of writing another one?
I am. I'm thinking of revising this one, because obviously you've seen a lot more different things that you could add to it as the days and the months go by.
Yes,
so by next year I'm going to think of revising it.
Brilliant. Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.